it is clear that one has to drink the arba kosot on Pesach. It is also clear that the shi'ur of the arba kosot is revi'it. Revi'it alog, which is, let's say, 3.2 ounces. It's also clear, according to the halakha, that the ketanai should drink the whole kos. But at least he should drink rov kos. That's why Maran is posek and taf ayin bet. In halakha chet. The question is, how fast does he have to drink this revi'it or rov revi'it in order for him to be considered that he drank it in one shot? That it can be considered that it's all connected, that it's all mitzaref. This is a general question that can be asked, that whenever somebody drinks something, how much time is allotted for that drinking that will be considered one drinking? It is clear from the Shitab HaRambam in several places that the shi'ur of a revi'it to be considered connected as a revi'it is the drinking in the time that it takes normally to drink a revi'it, which could be a few seconds. How long does it take for a person to gulp down 3.2 ounces of water? Nothing. You gulp it down, one or two shots, and he's done. That's HaRambam's opinion. It is clear also from the Ra'avad that he argues on HaRambam, based on the Gemara Kiritut, Dafyud Gimam, where the Gemara says that even the shi'ur for drinks is the shi'ur of Achilat Paris, which is a longer shi'ur, which can range from anywhere from 4 minutes to maybe even 9 minutes. Much longer than the shi'ur of Kedir V'it. And this is a Mahlokat Rishonim, it comes out between HaRambam and Ra'avad. La'alakha Maran in Tafresh Yud Bet, in the laws of Yom Kippur, in Halakha Yud, seemingly was posek like HaRambam, where he said that if a person drinks on Kippur, he'll only be Hayab if he drinks the Revi'it in the time that it takes to drink a Revi'it. So you see, Maran was posek that the shi'ur of Revi'it is based on the time of the normal people that drink, the time of drinking of Revi'it. Although Maran is soter himself in Yom Kippur as well, when it comes to the laws of a chole, that it seems he took the opinion of the Ra'avad. In any event, when it comes to the laws of berachot, we know the rule is that a person will not make a beracha harona unless he drank a revi'it in one shot. The reason why we don't make a beracha harona if he drank it more than that in that span of time is because we have a set machlok and ishonim, and we follow the rule of safek berachot la'akil. And therefore, maybe the halakha is like the Rambam. And therefore, if the halakha is like the Rambam, you drink it more than the shi'ur of a revi'it, so then you drink it too slow. You can't make a beracha harona. Maybe the halakha is like the Ra'avad. You're right. But safek berachot la'akil. That's why the poskim rule. So now the ma'al say, if a person sipped a cup of water, he would not make a beracha harona. Of course, he has to make a shakot. The question is, legabe the arba kosot. Hakam Avadya, alav shalom, in the Hazon Avadya, the Teshuvot, he has a big hadush. He says that since the arba kosot is the Rabbanan, and we have the opinion of the Ra'avad that says, if you drank it in the longest span of time, called Achilat Paris, it's still considered mistarev. And we have opinions that say, anyway, by drinking, for example, the laws of Berachot, you can make it in the longer time as well. So he says we have a safek sefeka to rely on. Safek to rakaz like the Ra'avad. And even if you want to tell me rakaz like the Rambam, safek when it comes to the laws of Berachot, we can take the longer span. So therefore he rules that bidi'avad, if a person, let's say, cannot drink it in one shot, or a person for whatever reason did not drink it in one shot, so long as he sipped the wine within the span of Kedakirat Paris, which can be, like I said, from 4 minutes even to 9 minutes, bidi'avad, it'll count as he drank the cup. And this is what we would tell people, as a rabbi, I cannot drink it in one shot. So, okay, sip it. Try to sip it within 4 minutes' time, and it'll count as the course. However, but if some person drinks and sips the course, the rov revi'it, in 10 minutes, it'll be a problem, because it's too longer than the Shita. It must be pointed out that the Ben Ish Chai argues on this in Parashat Tzav, in Halakha Chaftet, and he says, no, Once you drank it more than one shot, even with the Abad, you're not Yotzeh. Acham Avadya argues on the Ben Ish Chai. Who agrees with Acham Avadya? The Aruch HaShulchan is posek like that as well. Acham Ben Sion Alav HaShulam is posek like that as well. Chaim Palachi is posek like that. So we have enough poskim that are lenient. In a case where a person needs the extra time to drink the wine, he's allowed to take the longer span. But again, the Tahila, everybody should try to drink the Rabi'it in one shot, which is the Shi'ud of a Kadir Rabi'it, which that itself, even if you took it in two gulps, would be okay. That's the way Hakam Avadya holds, that's the way the Shana Siyun holds in the Shi'ud, that even if you took it in two gulps, that would be considered a drinking it in one shot, because that's the normal way that people drink. Like a bit Pesach, we can be lenient for those that need to drink it in a longer span of time.